From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Donors attending a major conference on the rebuilding of Iraq today pledged $33 billion in assistance. Organizers of the Madrid conference call it the most successful meeting of its kind in history. But most of that $33 billion had already been pledged by the United States, and nearly two-thirds of the additional money will come as loans to Iraq, which is already one of the most debt-ridden countries in the world. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Conference organizers and U.S. officials here said the meeting raised money beyond their expectations. The show of unity, they added, was unprecedented. More than 70 countries in attendance, all of whom pledged some form of support. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke at the end of the conference.
We've had a very successful conference. We have a unanimous resolution, and the at least $33 billion number that has been pledged here today demonstrates that the international community is coming together to help the Iraqi people build a new nation.
The $33 billion figure announced, while significant, is also somewhat misleading. $20 billion was already pledged by the United States before the conference. The conference here was meant to raise funds from other countries. The UN had estimated that, aside from the U.S. contribution, Iraq needs another $36 billion to rebuild. Today, Iraq got just 13, and most of that will come in the form of loans, a prospect that one delegate likened to, quote, throwing a lead weight to a drowning man. One representative from an aid organization pointed out that Iraq already has a crippling foreign debt, about $150 billion worth. Any new loans will simply make the debt worse. When asked about it, U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow acknowledged that loans to Iraq are a problem, and a prospect opposed by the White House.
The loans only complicate the long-term problem of the rebuilding of a country that today has unsustainable debt levels.
Of the money raised beyond the previously announced U.S. contribution, three-quarters of it has come from only three sources: Japan, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Saudi Arabia has promised $500 million in export credits and $500 million in project loans. The European Union will throw in about $700 million in outright grants. At times, the two-day conference here in Madrid sounded like a United Way fundraiser. Again, Colin Powell.
This money can provide schools for their children, hospitals for the sick, telephones that work, and roads and bridges to travel and do business on. Help them build their security forces and repair the oil and power infrastructure that are so vital for them to be able to eventually pay their own way.
The top civilian administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, was also in Madrid to make an appeal.
I urge you now to join in that reconstruction effort. All the Iraqi people, Sunni and Shia, Kurd and Arab, Christian and Turkmen, from the marshes to the mountains, need your assistance.
Pleading for help as well was Iraq's new foreign minister, Hoshar Zebari.
We need international support so that we can continue the progress that has already been accomplished in such a short time.
Perhaps as important as the money raised at this conference, the meeting allowed U.S. officials like Paul Bremer to showcase members of the interim Iraqi government.
Iraq now has a remarkable group of talented ministers. They have real authority. They run Iraq's ministries, determining budgets and policies. They are responsible for personnel.
Hoshar Zebari, for example, who not so long ago stood in Western hotel lobbies pleading with reporters to pay attention to the brutality of Saddam's Iraq, is now getting used to being called Mr. Foreign Minister. And after attending the Arab Summit, the Islamic Conference, and now the Madrid Conference, the Iraqi delegates have learned to use these meetings to further solidify their legitimacy in the eyes of the world. Guy Raz, NPR News, Madrid.